We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef, wherein Shailot V'Tshuvot Chavedat, Chelek Gimel, Siman Mem Vav, something related to building a sukkah, which hopefully is on your minds these couple of days. So he wants to know what's the status of a sukkah whose walls are made of canvas or fabric or nylon or some type of a fabric. So first of all, in Florida, it's very hot. Okay, what about a netting? It doesn't matter. As long as it's a fabric, something that moves. So the Gemara in sukkah, Dav Kaf Dalet says, "Kol mechitza she'ena yochol la'amod beruach mitzuya, eina mechitza." The walls of a sukkah have to have the status of a mechitza. If that mechitza cannot stand, cannot have enough force to stand in a ruach mitzuya is a regular wind. In Florida, we are very familiar with what a ruach mitzuya is, and unfortunately with a ruach she'ena mitzuya. A Florida ruach mitzuya, though, can get pretty strong. I mean, they were storming today, storming yesterday. I think that's ruach mitzuya. Whatever we experienced today and yesterday, even during a storm, that's considered to be ruach mitzuya. So a mechitza has to be strong enough to withstand normal weather that you expect. It doesn't have to withstand a hurricane. It doesn't have to withstand one of those. We had that crazy storm, if you remember, months ago on a Friday. It was not officially named anything, but that was nuts. That was ruach she'ena mitzuya. But ruach mitzuya means a regular storm, so it needs to withstand. So what does it mean withstand, Rashi says? What do you mean if it's not? The wind moves the wall. Okay, what does it mean, moves the wall? How much does it have to move? So it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Aoset sukato ben ha'ilanot." You make a sukkah where the walls of the trees are your walls. Okay? Ve'ilanot fanot lach shera. That's fine. The schach has to be detached from the ground. That's the din there, right? We know the schach has to be something that grows from the ground but is no longer attached. The walls can be attached to the ground. A tree. Ah, but the challenge is, the trees can move. I guess it depends on how thick your tree is, but you can have small trees that are moving. So the Gemara says, that it's talking about, no, when you only kosher v'arag hetev, when you held them down really tight so that they shouldn't move. And the Rambam writes, "Aoset sukkato ben ha'ilanot, v'ha'ilanot fanot la, im ayu chazakim oshek kasharam v'chizkam, ad shelo tiyah ruach ha'metsuya menida otam," that the regular wind does not move them, right? When we live in Anafim and you filled it up, then it is fine. Then it is fine, but as long as it doesn't move. And Rabbeinu Peretz writes, Magot Smak, that if you make it out of canvas, or you make it out of, he's talking about linen, that's what they had back in the day, he says that's the problem. Even if you tie it down really, 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 really tight, because what happens is that everything gets a little bit loose, and then it starts to move, and that is a problem, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Avadia assumes that any movement at all, that's not a mechitza. Mechitza needs to be solid. If it moves, so that's not a wall. We don't make walls that move. Even if in general it'll still be there, if it's moving in the wind a little bit, that's not a wall. That's an issue of the schach, leaning on the tree and using mukta on Yom Tov, not for now.
Which one is more strong?
Ruach she'ena mitzuya, we assume, is more strong. That's correct, but a ruach mitzuya is a ruach that we anticipate happening, and we have building codes. I mean, our buildings we build to withstand the ruach mitzuya. Ruach she'ena, meaning how strong does something have to be? So it has to be withstand the ruach mitzuya. So that would be a problem. He's saying that that's a problem. So how many walls, he says, you have to have all three, meaning you have to have three walls of a sukkah, and all three walls would need to be made of a real material. There's a Taz who says maybe one wall. He says the Taz is not correct. He assumes the halakha, Shvut Yaakov disagrees. Whatever you need to have a wall needs to be a wall. So what's a wall? Something solid. So how solid is solid? So he points out there is a chazonis, meaning why are all the sukkot you see made of canvas? They rely on the chazonis. Now when the chazonis gives you a kula, you take it. The Chazonis is not one known for being lenient. The Chazonis gave a kula, you take it. Rav Avadia doesn't take it. He puts it in the footnote and says, don't follow it, but I'll tell you what it is. We have a principle in halacha called lavud. Lavud means when two things are distant from each other, but not so far apart. When there are two things that are not more than three tefachim, let's assume for right now a tefach is 8 centimeters, so less than 24 centimeters apart, we view the gap as being full. Meaning, if you take a piece of lattice, right, wooden lattice or plastic lattice, you can buy in Home Depot, it has holes, And halacha will tell you, no, no holes. Every hole is filled. Why? Because each arm of the lattice is less than 24 centimeters. The whole thing is full. Because the wind goes through. No. Halacha says it's full. If it's less than 3 tefachim, it's full. Okay. So that's one way to get around the problem is just to make lattice. It only has to be 10 tefachim tall. I'll be machmir for a meter. With 10 times 10, it'll be a meter tall. And then of just lattice around, and then you solve the whole problem. But the Chazon Ish uses this lavud idea to say, wait a minute. If the fabric doesn't move more than 3 tefachim in any direction, so that's considered to be solid. That's considered to be solid. As long as, meaning on the Aron, if it's moving a little bit like this, that's fine. As long as it doesn't move more than 3 tefachim horizontally. So Rav Vadia Yosef disagrees. He points out that no one ever said that. That's a chidush. That's a chidush of the Chazon Ish. No one ever said that before, and he proves that if you look in the Rishonim, they're worried about even a little bit. Yeah, that would be fine. Not for an Eruv, but for a Sukkah, yeah. Correct, even if it's Parutz Ruvela Omid. Right, an Eruv, we would say Ati Avir Mehagisu Mehagisu Mevatlalei. We don't say that by a Sukkah. So, the Chazon Ish is, Rav Adit proves that the Rishonim said no, even if it moves a little bit. But even on a fundamental level, Lavud means you look at two things as within three Tzvachim as connected to each other. It doesn't mean that moving within three Tzvachim doesn't count. Meaning, from a Lamdut perspective, the fact that something moves, it's still moving. Meaning, it's still moving. It's still one thing that's moving. Now the Chazon Ish will tell you, no, as long as you're moving within three tefachim, it's as if you didn't move at all. That's his chidush of Lavud. He has to tell you that as long as it's only moving within the minimal amount, that's Lav Shmei movement. Rav Adi says, no, a wall needs to be a wall. If it's not a wall, it's not a wall. And therefore, he assumes that all of these are problems. So you could do plywood, you could, or in Florida you want to use lattice, because if you use plywood it's going to be hot. But what you can do to avoid this problem is you can make, how tall does the wall have to be? The wall has to be 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim, let's assume, is a meter. Mitzvah d'oraita will be machmir for a meter. The wall has to be only a meter high. You tell me, I'm going to sit, Rabbi, I know I'm short, but like, you can make the walls a meter high, and then put the tzchach much higher up, that's fine. You can have a frame that's 8 feet tall, put the tzchach on top, and just have a wall of a meter on three walls. Easiest way to do that, you go to Home Depot, you buy some lattice, you have a frame. Apparently this had to be explained to people. You buy zip ties, and you connect the zip ties from the lattice to the frame. And yet there were rabbis who wanted to know, how do you connect the lattice with the zip ties to the frame? If you need to know, you might be in the wrong minyan. But I'll help you figure out how to tie the zip ties to the frame afterwards. It's not a challenge. The lattice stays still. The lattice doesn't move. The lattice is wood, so it stays still. It still lets the air through, which is important. The lattice is considered to be solid. It's not expensive. And that's the way you could avoid it. Even if you have a canvas sukkah, you can still get this lattice and put the lattice around. And it's the simplest way to avoid it. It's the simplest way to get around the problem. There are other fancier ways to get around the problem called lavud straps. Say, wait a minute, Rabbi. You told me that if I have a stick that's horizontal also, if something's less than 3 tefachim away from each other, so what I'll do is I'll put one piece of wood this way, a thin 2x4, and then, or 1x2, and then one up here, and then you'll tell me the whole gap is full. Yes, you could do that too. You could take pieces of wood or even string, as long as they don't move, and tie them every so often. It's a little bit more complicated. It's far simpler to use the lattice. They sell it in plastic. They sell it in wood. It's much, much, much easier to do. They already come. They already have canvas sukkot that come with the lavud straps inside. People don't know what they're for. And then they don't use them. But that's what makes the sukkah kasher. So you need to have some type of a thing. The wall, or Rav Adi Yosef is very makbid about this. He thinks he can't make a bracha in it. He thinks this is a serious issue. Again, the Chazon Ish is lenient. But Rav Adi Yosef dismisses it. He says that's not the halacha. That's what I just said. You could use a string, but then you have to pretend you can use a string, and then a string every 3 tefachim, and as long as you have a string every 3 tefachim, it's command the mal gedami. But you have to have it every 3 tefachim in order to fill it out. That's what Asher was just talking about, correct. As long as you use them, you have to use them. And then you have to measure to make sure they did it right. You have to make it, first of all, tight so it doesn't move in the wind. Also, you have to measure. I saw one once that was measured wrong. Also, you can put it in upside down, and then it doesn't work. You got to turn it.
They come with loops in the...
Yeah, so, but if you put the pole upside down, so then the loop is...
Oh,
the whole thing doesn't work? I don't know. I have a... I don't have a... So we don't say lavud lahachmer, only lahakel. Lavud can't harm you, it can only help you.
So that's why it could be a roof because you...
Well, the wall I have an issue with because it can move a little bit in the... As long as it can't move, yeah. So we assume lavud can help you but not harm you.
So on the wall I'm